Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
RadioAFS.com. It's the show that educates and not eradicates. Welcome to The Beating Drum, the premier Native American radio show that is preserving and restoring positive Native imagery and sports in the American mainstream. Call in at 646-668-8467 to talk with your host, Farmer Steve.
What is going on? The Beating Drum on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. You got Farmer here on this great July 1st. You got Steve roaming around here somewhere. What's going on, Steve?
Oh, just roaming wherever I may roam.
I hear you there, brother. Man, it has been one hell of a week.
Has it?
It has, man. We've, yesterday we encountered some salty people who continue to lose in this battle of Native American imagery. And it's been just one of them weeks where the good guys are winning and the bad guys are just losers.
Pretty much, man. That's all we do. We just win all day long.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a ride here on the Beating Drum Radio Show, and just for all the schools out there, and for the Washington Redskins, it's been a very, very good week for them, Steve.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, you've had multiple cases against them, basically, just drop off because of the Supreme Court siding with them and taking their stance, which is great. And, with all these groups that are trying to sue the Redskins, and now they're having to basically kind of pull those lawsuits and say, we give up, they're throwing in the towel. It just makes the victory seem that much sweeter.
It does. It tastes a lot like sweet, sweet tea. You know, that Southern sweet tea. That's what it tastes like, Steve.
Down here, we just call that tea. Because that's how we drink it down here. It's not just,
I'm not from down
just,
there.
Yeah, I know. But when you come down here, that's what you get. You get tea. Without sugar is unacceptable in the South.
Mental note for when I visit the South, I'll just ask for tea instead of sweet tea.
That's it.
Look at that. I'm being educated right now within 3 minutes of the show. It's awesome. Not to sidetrack here, Steve, but I want to do a big congratulations to my mom and my dad. They have been married now for 50 years today, and my dad also just turned 70 today. So happy birthday, Dad, and congratulations on 50 years of marriage, which in these day and ages, it's and not a lot of people can say that, Steve.
Yeah, that's a pretty big milestone. 50 years. I mean, I'm 36, so they were married for 14 years by the time I popped out. So that's kind of put it in context, and then they've been married the entire span of my life. It's crazy, man. I mean, my parents were only married for like 7 years. And they hate each other. So congratulations on like 29 years of divorce.
Right. It's definitely something to look up to as a young gentleman as myself. And again, not to sidetrack the show, but definitely wanted to give them their plug on 50 years of love and dedication to each other and wanting to kill each other all at the same time, I'm sure. So, mom and dad, congratulations on this epic milestone.
Nice.
And then we're also coming up to a holiday, the 4th of July. Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the 4th of July just isn't about barbecues and blowing stuff up or blowing your arm off or something like that. So we want you back next week. So definitely be safe out there. And if you're going to drink, don't drive. Call Uber or Lyft. No, the Beating Drum doesn't get paid for saying Uber or Lyft. Just be smart out there because, you know, everyone out there is part of our families and friends. And we care about you. Just remember that it's not about barbecuing, and it's definitely not also about about fireworks. There were a lot of people, men, women, that lost their life for our independence and choose to continue to lose it. So remember why we are celebrating the 4th of July.
And if you're going to do something stupid and videotape it, send it to me in a message on the inbox so I can see it. Don't let a good time go to waste. Good friends don't
right.
let other friends blow each other up and not watch it on YouTube. So.
Oh, Steve, that's just wrong on a lot of levels. Or you can email it to me at farmerjacob98@gmail.com, and then I'll spread the love, I promise. So
nice.
Definitely, you know, just be safe out there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, that's it.
All right. You can follow all of us, the Beating Drum Radio Show on Facebook. Just type in there on your search bar, the Beating Drum Radio Show. It's going to pop up. You're going to see my lovely mug, Steve's lovely mug. Give us a like. Comment on our articles. As long as you don't take a racial turn, derogatory turns, we're going to talk to you. But once you start name calling or any other profanity towards the show and or towards the staff of the Beating Drum Radio Show, you will be automatically 86th from the particular page. We are always open for a dialogue with the Not Your Mascot people, the NAACP, or any of the other social justice warriors out there, but 9 times out of 10, I'll say 9, they can't keep it on a nothing, but they like to go into calling people clowns and racists and the KKK and everything else like that. And so when that happens, you just automatically get 86 from the page. The supporters of the Beating Drum and people that are just coming onto the page definitely don't need to hear and see your false claims and your false rhetoric. You can also follow us on Twitter. Again, up there in your search bar, the Beating Drum or the Beating Drum Radio Show. Give us a follow. We'll follow you back. Tweet us. We're going to tweet you. Direct message us. We're going to direct message you also. Or just go on the World Wide Web. On your Google search, your Yahoo search, your Bing search, or whatever search engine that you choose to use, and just type in the Beating Drum Radio Show, and you'll see everything where we're on. We're on iTunes. You can download them and listen to them offline. So when you're at work, just pop in your earbuds and listen to Steve and I educate you, and it's a great thing. Where education, Steve, definitely is taking over here in the Native American imagery world in sports and in the mainstream.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we're seeing, I think, more resistance to this very far-reaching left ideology, where you know they want to eradicate things and take them away and just basically throw them to the wayside. And more people are standing up saying, you know what, we're not going to do that. And we're not going to go down easily. We're going to push back. We're going to fight you guys. And we're going to do what we can to stop this from happening. And I think a lot of people are slowly starting to come around to realizing that this is more than just people being upset because of a school name, that they have malicious and malevolent intentions and that they just want to do harm to innocent people. You know, they don't have good intentions at heart. It's all bad stuff. So I think, you know, it's good that more people are standing firm, they're standing strong and saying, we're not going to go down quietly. And in the process, a lot of people are learning a lot about their areas, their regions, their towns, their state. And that's great because it just opens up people's minds and they're getting educated. And education is key. That's how you win this battle.
Yeah, exactly, Steve. You know, a great friend of the show, Bob, you know, before his Tewksbury Redmen, you know, became under attack, he didn't know how much the state of Massachusetts was Native American and in the Algonquin warrior, the flag and on their seal and everything else like that. So, you know, it's a great thing that people are getting educated about the Native Americans that roamed in their particular area and also still do live there. You know, the Native Americans aren't done away with or anything else like that. It's just that it seems like the mainstream media only wants on the Washington Redskins, you know, when Amanda Blackhorse and Ray Halbreder and everyone else like that wants to fork out like $1.5 million on campaign ads. They can't talk about the good that the Washington Redskins do or that the Beating Drum does. Everyone just seems to want to focus on the negative impact of what a name and image can do, Steve.
Yeah, I was reading some comments on one of the stories about the Redskins, and some people were saying Dan Snyder needs to do more for Native Americans. He doesn't do anything for them, and the Redskins don't do anything with their money but spend it on players. And I was like, that's so not even true. I mean, he contributes to multiple Native American funds. He was donating, I mean, millions of dollars to these funds, just giving it to them with no type of stipulations, you know? And he was given, I think, like $500,000 or something a year to this Native American rodeo up in, I think it was Montana. And the South Dakota. Yeah, one of those states I don't go to. But, you know, they basically were being brainwashed, and they said, you know, they talked to the Halbreder people, and they got them to take the money and give it back to the Redskins organization and said they didn't want anything to do with them. And it's like, okay, whatever. Well, you know, he was donating free money to you. And I think now they're not able to continue on with that rodeo, right? Cause they don't have the funds. So, you know, and he's had a bunch of elders and tribal members from the Navajo tribe come out and be at games and sit next to him in the booth. And I mean, I think that he's done plenty. He's not obligated to do anything for anybody. That's his team. He owns it fair and square. It's his private. He can run it how he wants to.
Yeah, exactly, Steve. And, you know, I surf the Not Your Mascot pages quite frequently. You know, and the Redskins were actually hosting, I believe it was down there in Arizona, a football camp. And on this particular flyer that the Not Your Mascot people actually posted that says, we're not for sale, we're not your mascot. He's not trying to buy you by any means. He is trying to provide a football camp for Native Americans because he wants to. He's not trying to buy anyone. And that's one thing that these social justice warriors can't get out of their head is like, we're not for sale. No crap, you're not for sale.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the basis. You know, they want to say that, you know, they're buying people off and all that kind of stuff. It's like, come on, man. He's not buying anybody off. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to pay anybody off. So, you know, it's just all this flack that they catch from all these people that's talk back, you know, it's weak, cheap tactics. You know what it reminds me of? It's like when you were kids and someone does something to you and they're like, oh yeah, yo mama. It's like, oh really? Your mama's so fat. You know, they come back with that. I'm like, okay, that's great, but that's not true at all. So you're stupid. Like, it's just like a childish cut down contest, you know, like,
yeah, it's
I
like,
don't know.
It's that that yeah. So are you, but my kind of thing. It's that mentality.
It's just childish and stupid. petty, you know.
It is, and you know, as I was saying, you know, we actually had to deal with some of not your mascot people up there in Maine, and for them to come out of the woodworks when we really haven't done anything up there in Maine. You know, we support the Skowhegan Indians and every other Native American named school up there, which I think there's only three now because of the Not Your Mascot Maine chapter. You know, we're going to help all three of those schools defeat this false war on Native American imagery and sports in mainstream America.
Well, you know, a lot of people didn't see almost all people didn't see the comments that were directed at us because we were removing them from the page. Not because we're not strong enough to leave them up. What people need to understand is that this is not just a radio show. It's also a business. It's an organization. We do different things through our show. So when people post vulgar, vile things on our page, we don't want that associated with our page. We're not going to have negative comments floating out there for people to read. And, you know, some of the language was really, really vile. We're not going to allow that to float on our page. So there is a level of professionalism that we maintain within our Facebook page and with our radio stuff. So we're not going to allow that kind of stuff to persist on our page. And, you know, we'll get the messages through the inbox and they call us all these horrible names. And, you know, I find some humor in it because realistically it's like this. If that's the type of argument that you put forth using those words and that tactic, then it's no wonder that you've lost this battle because you're not a professional. All you've resorted to is just knee-jerk reactions and inflammatory words, you know, to invoke a certain response, and you're not getting it. And I think it's quite funny because one of them called us snowflakes because we were deleting their comments. And to that, I say, we're not snowflakes. We're professionals. You guys are the ones coming on our page and throwing hissy fits and whining and crying and bitching and moaning over a story that was posted over a year ago. You're the ones that are the snowflakes, not us. We're true professionals.
Exactly,
good gentlemen.
Exactly. And you know that I again like Steve said, this just isn't a radio show. You know, it is a business, and it's a business that helps people. And you know, it was ridiculous to then go to this particular page and saying that we invited them on here to talk with us at no time. In the 3 years that the Beating Drum has been around, we have never invited any single Not Your Mascot hate person onto the show as a guest. Now, if they want to call in, sure. You know, we've had maybe three, if I'm not mistaken, maybe four within the lifespan of the Beating Drum radio show call in and actually have a semi-civil conversation. But yeah, at no time that did myself or Steve or any of the other staff on the Beating Drum, you know, invite any of the Not Your Mascot people or any of the social justice warriors. But as what Steve says, you know, the Beating Drum isn't a show. It's also a business. But this business doesn't get paid. We don't get paid from Radio AFS. We don't get paid from the schools that we help. We don't get paid. All that we get paid in, and I'm going to steal Steve's line here, is smiles. If you give Steve a smile or me a smile, that is awesome payment for us. Right, Steve?
I mean, we accept thank yous also.
and T-shirts. Definitely T-shirts, too.
I don't need your T-shirt. You can keep the T-shirt. But Jacob loves T-shirts. I've got enough shirts. I only wear like three as it is. The rest just collect dust on my floor. But, you know, I mean, a thank you is plenty enough for me. I don't need anything else. Thank you is gratitude. And I accept that, you know, very graciously. And, you know, to falsely claim that we specifically invited this person on our show to talk is just so sad because they're trying to put themselves up on pedestals and make themselves like they're so more virtuous and, you know, like they're so great, so grand, and they're not. We never ask these people to come on the show. We do a blanket open invitation if you want to call. Hey, cool, we'll talk with you. But we've never specifically sought people out from that side and invited them on the show. And then, you know, all of her little yes people, her little butt kissers are like, oh, you're so great to turn them down because they're an awful radio show. They're just terrible. They're supporting the KKK. Like, right. Whatever, dude.
Our show, Steve, actually got compared to like Rush Limbaugh. I was like, wow, that, yeah. I don't know if that's a, you know, I was like, okay, you know, all right. But the, you know, that phone number is 646-668-8467 to call us and talk to us. It doesn't matter, you know, what side of the fence that you're on. As long as you keep it clean and you don't resort to, you know, name calling or calling somebody, you know, based on their looks and everything else like that, that just won't fly here, on the show.
That's it. Leave it at
well,
that.
Well, Steve,
you know?
There was an article, that came out, January 30th, which is yesterday, at 7:07 AM from our good friends at Yahoo Sports, where it says here that the Department of Justice ends the fight against the Washington Redskins names. Thank you, Department of Justice, for upholding the Constitution of the United States of America.
I find it so odd, though, that the Department of Justice was involved in that. That's just such a strange thing that for the DOJ to be involved in. Because, I mean, you think about what the Department of Justice really does. I mean, it has to do with criminal acts, and I'm like, this is not criminal. Why is the Department of Justice wasting time being involved in this? This has nothing to do with them. So, you know, I don't know the background to that and why they're involved, but regardless, it's over with. And once again, the Redskins prevail. So.
Definitely, Steve. And, you know, there was another lawsuit that was filed against the Washington Redskins by Amanda Blackhorse. And she's kind of the right-hand lady of Payday Ray or Ray Halbreder.
You can call her a lady.
They actually, if I'm not mistaken, just a couple of days ago withdrew their lawsuit against the Washington Redskins also. So. I was waiting for it. So the Washington Redskins have withheld. I tried to do the Redskins, but an onslaught of social justice warriors coming after them, punching them, you know, figuratively speaking, not physically, but just coming after them hard. In saying that their image is racist, derogatory, hostile, and abusive. And Dan Snyder said, you know what? Suck it, pretty much. And he's like, you know, I will have my day in court. And finally, that day in court has came and has passed. And the Washington Redskins have prevailed.
You know, they're kind of like I think the Dan Snyder and the Redskins organization is very much like the X-Men villain Juggernaut. And Juggernaut was the guy that no matter what you did, you couldn't stop him. Like he was out for, you know, whatever he wanted, he got because he just had this power where he could deflect whatever you threw at him. And he was just, you know, an immovable force. A lot of times that's how I look at them because you think of all the different things that Dan Snyder's had to encounter with all the negative press and all the lawsuits and all the trademarks being overturned and dealing with the government and, you know, protest groups. I mean, the dude is just like, I mean, he's just killing it. And he said, look, we stand by our name. We're never changing the name. You can use all caps because he says never changing the name. And I believe him. And, you know, hey, the Redskins are winning, dude. I mean, they're killing it. And so what they need to do now is they need to move the team out of Washington and take it to Virginia, take it across the river. And I think they would be graciously accepted over in Virginia and get out of that cesspool that is Washington, D.C.
Oh, most definitely, Steve. And, you know, I've heard, you know, that is possibly going to be happening just because, you know, D.C. refuses to build them a new stadium until they change their name. So what a better way to say, okay, here's the birdies, and we're just going to go across the river and back to, you know, go back to Virginia. And you know, it's it'd be a smart move for Dan Snyder and the Washington Redskins. But, you know, you looked at him as X-Men, you know, that one dude. I look at them as truly a gatekeeper, because if they folded, if they said, you know what, you're right, it is hostile, it is abusive, if they said that when the Washington Redskins fell, if they ever fell, which it won't happen now, every single Native American sports team would then almost have to change their name. They are and were the gatekeeper for the Chicago Blackhawks, for Chief Wahoo, for the Atlanta Braves, for the Kansas City Chiefs, for every other Native American school or sports name. And this just proves that if you can withstand and withhold billions of dollars being thrown at you, hate speech being thrown at you, if the Washington Redskins can do it, Dolans, you need to take a page out of Dan Snyder's book and say, you know what? We're not changing either, Steve.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this sets the precedent. This is now what should be looked at in terms of how do we handle this when we encounter pushback or, you know, negative commentary on our team. This is how you handle it. You stand firm, you resist, you refuse to go down, and you let the process take its course, because now the law is on your side, but it's very, very clearly defined as being on your side, because it protects what these businesses and these organizations are doing, where before it was kind of, you know, malleable almost, where it was like, well, does it really define that? Does it not? We don't have a clear ruling on that. But with the Supreme Court making their ruling 2 weeks ago or whatever it was, they made it very clear. Like, this is protected. And not only are we going to side with the law on this and say that the law protects these people, we're going to turn around and make it harder for people to overturn these names and images. So they've raised the bar as far as what people can, you know, achieve and, you know, what they have to accomplish to get these things overturned. But it's like a cannonball to the side of the ship that the Not Your Mascot people were riding in on. I mean, it really did just blow the hull out. It's awesome. I love it.
Oh, it definitely did. But now, you know, since the Not Your Mascot people and Payday Ray have been around, there's been a lot of schools out there that have lost their names. You know, Redskins, Sioux, Braves, Chiefs, Chieftains, Indians, you know, all of them. Now it comes to a time where we need to re-bring this up back at those school boards and say, look at this. The Department of Justice says that the word Redskins is not offensive. And there is no way that we should have had to have changed our name, because it's A, freedom of speech, B, it's not hostile and abusive, because if it was, the Department of Justice and or the courts would have said, you know what, Washington Redskins, yes, this is hostile, this is abusive, this is a no-go in the United States of America. Well, then, if that would have happened, well, then, you know, but they didn't. They said that this is 100% okay. So now every single one of these schools, and there's one that I hold near and dear to my heart, and I hope they do it, it's time to go back and say, you know what? We were wronged, and we demand our name and our symbols back.
Well, hopefully it happens. I mean, we don't know. We can't, you know, predict what's going to happen, but we can hope. Hope is what we hang our hats on. So, are you there?
Very, very true, Steve. You know, and you know, I'm not trying to take away the victory of the Washington Redskins, and because I am happy, but you know, I also have to think of the fallen schools to this this ideology that you know, names and images can, you know, can hurt people.
Yeah. You know, it's so stupid. It's just such a waste of time, and it's a waste of good taxpayer money, and it's wasting school board members' times when they could be focusing on real issues and not mythological things, things that have yet to be proven. So, you know,
and it can also help Native Americans on reservations, where now money that is being allocated, you know, these so-called social justice warriors that say that they're part of these tribes and would rather donate their time and their money going to these schools. Now, maybe you can actually donate your own time and your own money to the healthcare, to the drug and alcohol problems, to the suicide rate, to the education and everything else on reservations. That is where this whole focus should be. It should never, ever been on names and images, at least in my eyes.
No, it shouldn't have, because this is a false crusade, and it's an empty cause. I mean, these people are championing an empty cause. What does this change? Nothing. It doesn't change anything for the better. They think it does, but here's the thing. They say that they do this because people are being bullied in their school. They're being mocked for being Native American. Okay, number one, we've yet to have any kid come on our show and say, yes, in my high school, I am constantly teased for being Native American due to our name being the Indians. No one's ever contacted us and said that that was true. I've yet to see anybody say that. And I see some adults that will post, oh, one time back in the 70s, I was beat up and someone called me a Navajo. Like, that was like 40 years ago. You're just now bringing that up? So stupid. So if that were the case, you would hold the school responsible, not the school responsible. You would hold the individuals responsible. It's not the school's fault that people are stupid and ignorant. That's their upbringing. You cannot tax the school for that because it's not fair. And number two, taking away these schools is not going to make it better. It's actually going to make it worse for those students. If you thought they were being teased and bullied before, what do you think is going to happen after a bunch of people find out that because two people raised a big stink, now their school had to change their name and lose their traditions and identities? You don't think it's going to make it worse on those kids? You think bullying's bad? Wait till you snitch on somebody and they find out you did it. It makes it a lot worse. I know, because I witnessed that firsthand growing up.
No, definitely, Steve. Let's bring it to the kids in these schools that are now, you know, that changed their name from a Redskin or whatever, and they are Native American, and they do have a traditional Native American first name, last name, and that type of thing. And then what's going to happen to those kids? They're going to get teased. They're like, well, my school couldn't have this. Well, then how can you have that name? I understand it's your last name, but I'm offended by it because it's Native American. Yep. So it could go in a very, very bad spiral, and it could turn kids against other kids, Steve.
Well, it creates dissension, and it creates a divide when you do things like this. And they think that right now there's like this strong divide because it's, you know, everybody versus Native students, and that's not true. Like I said, we've yet to see anybody actually step forward and say, I was beat up on a daily basis just because of the color of my skin. Like, no one said that. And this is all speculation because these people don't know for sure. They're making those claims, but they have no evidence to back that up. There's no actual substance there. But that's what they breed and succeed on. is creating division in towns and communities and creating this divide where there isn't one. Because when you do that, you're forcing people to choose sides. And when you force people to choose sides, part of them are going to come to your side, which emboldens your campaign because now your numbers are growing and you've got multiple people joining your side. It's like Pied Piper leading the rats along, you know, down the street, whistling away. Oh, look, come join the party, people. We're going to the promised land. Well, they didn't because the Pied Piper let them out of town. I'm saying it's like it's not – they see it as being this grand achievement if they get these school names overturned and taken away. It's just going to make life perfect. All of a sudden, all the problems with Native Americans are just going to disappear. And it's not like that. It's actually going to make it worse. And they don't realize that because they're so indignant in their own ignorance and they wallow in their self-pity that they're too clueless to realize what exactly is happening.
It, you know, very, very true, Steve. And it's, you know, like you said, sir, you know, Native American issues on reservations and off of reservations aren't going to change unless the people of those particular reservations actually help their own people to get running water, to get electricity, and stop with the "I'm not your mascot." No kidding, you're not a mascot. You're a human being. So can we please get over that? You know, and it looks like here, June 29th, on the page there, Steve, the Oregon School District partnered up with a tribe to keep, as what Indian Country Media Network.com said, a controversial Indian mascot. So it looks like there's still schools there in Oregon that are partnering up with tribes to keep their name and image, barring the ban on all Native American imagery in Oregon unless they get approval from a tribe there in Oregon. So it's nice to see that these tribes are still willing to back these names and images there throughout Oregon.
I mean, more tribes should be doing that. I mean, that's just the bottom line. You know, they should all come down off of their high horses and start helping these schools because the schools are trying to keep their memory alive, keep their you know, images still relevant, and the tribes are going, "Nah, we don't want to help you guys. We just want to watch you, you know, basically be shredded." It's pretty sad, pretty arrogant.
It definitely is. It's like, it doesn't affect us, so, you know, why do we care type of mentality.
Well, that's part of the problem, you know, that type of attitude of, well, it doesn't affect us, you know, whatever. That's what you guys want to think. That's fine. But one day you're going to wake up and realize that you've eliminated everything that had to do with your people, with your heritage, whatever you want to associate it to. It'll all be gone. And then who do you blame? Can't blame me because I fought for you. Can't blame the show. We were here for you the whole time and you turned against us. So then who do you blame? You got to look in the mirror and blame yourself. Because if you're the one out there pushing to eradicate these things, you're pushing to eradicate everything about your own history, and you don't even see it. That's the saddest part about it. So stupid.
It most definitely is there, Steve. And we'll be right back here on the Beating Drum Radio Show on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army, after this quick song break and a few messages from a few of our sponsors here on Radio AFS.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Detroit Rock City Promotions, everything you need for your party, wedding, show, or event. DJ services, tent setup, table and chairs, mobile stages, sound and lighting, photography, on-staff reverend. Book DRCP Army today at 810-627-9773. That number again is 810-627-9773. Or find us on the web at DetroitRockCityPromotions.com. Bob's Big Bend Bowling. Stop by for some awesome food and bowling fun at Bob's Big Bend Bowling, located at 119 East Main Avenue, Ritzville, Washington. Or call ahead to reserve your lanes today at 509-659-0540. Open Monday through Fridays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's Bob's Big Bend Bowling.
Welcome back to the Beating Drum on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. You got Farmer, you got Steve here on this great Friday, July 1st, 2017. Steve, another awesome song. I was like, I'm going to press this one. I don't think I played this one, but man, another top-notch selection from you.
That's what I do, man. That's my contribution.
It was great, brother. I have iTunes for on my iPhone, and you know some of these songs I really like, and I'm like, hey, I'm gonna see if I could find these on iTunes, and it is awesome.
It's all about the message, man. Positive message, you know.
It
gotta
it
have
is,
that positivity.
You know? So Steve, I kind of want to get your opinions here on a few things, and then I'll kind of give mine. And this is, again, Steve generally has no clue what I'm going to ask him because we are a non-scripted show. And the only script that the Beating Drum Radio Show has is on our page, which is on Facebook and or Twitter. And you can kind of follow along with what we're talking about. So Steve, with this judgment coming down from the Supreme Court and also the Department of Justice, how do you feel that these certain states, being Oregon, Michigan, Massachusetts, and probably other states out there, battling, there's lawsuits going on. How do you feel that these lawsuits, not real lawsuits, but these bills and legislature that's actually going through, do you feel that those should stop immediately because of the ruling that the Department of Justice and the Supreme Court have done?
Well, I mean, really, you're talking about two different subjects when you think about it, because all the Supreme Court did was basically say, you can't overturn a trademark just because you find it to be offensive or disparaging to somebody because someone claims it's racist or whatever. So you can't do that. Now, what they're basically doing is they're returning the power back to the states to make the decisions on this. Now, if the Supreme Court were to say, look, you can't make schools change their name because someone finds it offensive, then it's a little bit different because it's a little more specific. But they're not saying that. What they're saying is you can't overturn a trademark. People forget that the core argument at the heart of this Redskins and this Slants Band lawsuit was that their trademarks were overturned by the patent office because someone within the patent office found it to be offensive and they didn't like it. You can't do that. That's what the Supreme Court had their argument or their case for. So when we say, are they breaking these states? Are they breaking some sort of a federal law? No, because there is no federal law that says they can't do this. They're not breaking. They're not really going against the Supreme Court because the court is not ruling and saying that schools can't change their names. So it's really kind of a it's like a catch-22 for me because no, they're not breaking any laws. But then again, what they're doing is they're just working against themselves. They're just making it – they're not putting up a great front on this. They're making it seem really, really I have a hard time explaining it, but it's like they're not breaking any federal laws, obviously, but they're not helping themselves either in the long run, I guess is what I'm getting at.
Gotcha. And the second part of what you said, since this is a you said that there's two different sides to this.
I don't remember, but I think that the Supreme Court only was ruling for the trademark issue. If they had made this a little more specific and taken on the entire context of the argument and said that, look, native names are not offensive. They're protected by law. You can't make a school overturn their name. Then it would be so much more drastically different. I think the schools would be in a better position to fight back, but they're not because the Supreme Court didn't specifically say that. But if a school had a trademark on their logo or their name or something like that, and then someone made them overturn it, then they have a case because now they're falling right under what the Supreme Court has basically laid out the guidelines on. So, I think that it sets a good tone though, because it says that, hey, you can fight back. There is legal options here for you to fight back and win if you choose to go down this path. So they have that in their corner.
Most definitely, Stephen. And I'm no lawyer. I don't plan. I don't speak for lawyers. But if I'm not mistaken, I would think that most public schools do have some sort of trademark on their particular image. So for these schools that did lose their names, and and images and everything else like that, there may be some sort of legal action that can come back out of this. So, you know, for the schools out there that are listening to the show here that have lost their names due to the Not Your Mascot or any of the other social justice warriors, you may want to look into that and see if there's something that can be done because of this new ruling by the Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. I would imagine that they would have some sort of licensing on their image because they're getting shirts made and things like that, and you would have to somewhat protect that. But I don't know. That's something we'd have to look into. But what about schools where they use the image of, let's say, for instance, they use the Redskins logo? Because there are schools out there who do use the exact same logo of these professional sports teams. There's a school here in Oklahoma that has the Chief Wahoo, and it is the exact same logo. Now, I don't know if they have approval from MLB and from the Cleveland Indians to do that. I don't know. I looked into it, but I wasn't able to find any information on it. But let's say that they do. Let's say that they have permission from the Cleveland Indians to use that logo. That logo is trademarked. And someone is forcing them to overturn it. Does that now fall under that guidelines of what the Supreme Court just cited for? Because it is technically a trademark logo and someone's trying to get it overturned, you know? So, I mean, it's a very specific issue that you have to be very well versed in following along and saying, does this fit that bill? You know, that's a tough one. I think it's complicated. It's very complex.
Oh, most definitely, Stephen. And say, you know, same thing here out in Washington. You know, there's a school here that has the Redskins symbol on their helmet. So it should be very interesting to see how these schools, when and if they come under attack from the Not Your Mascot or the NAACP or any of these other radical social justice warriors come knocking on their door and say, hey, We're trademarked. You can't touch us.
Well,
I would love to be there for that, Steve. I would love to see their faces and say, oh, you are right, aren't you? Yes. Yes, we are.
You know, on the other side of that, no one is overturning their trademarks though. That's the catch to it, is that no one is in a position to overturn that. Not like they did with the Redskins. What we're seeing is something totally different. People are pressuring the administration into voluntarily giving up and doing away with it. So they're not doing it illegally. It's not like, I mean, some schools are doing some really shady procedures and practices, and we know that that's not legal. But they're not doing it in a way where some outside Justice Department or commission or something is saying, I don't like your school, you need to change your name and logo. That's not happening. What we're seeing is internal. It's coming from the administration saying, we're going to change. There's nothing you can do about it. Move on with life. And here's the bill. So, I mean, that's what is really happening, you know? So, like I said, it's a complex issue. And it differs from city to city because different schools are having different tactics and different ways that this is being pushed forward. So, like I said, you know, it's case-by-case situation.
Oh, it most definitely is, Steve. It just, you know, I'm looking at this as it can become a slam dunk and also another weapon in our education piece, you know, that the beating drum is so known for, is like, well, these were the rulings. The main people in the Not Your Mascot or organization retracted or dismissed their lawsuit against the Washington Redskins. So now these, I will call them splinter groups, are really out there just kind of dangling in the wind. So hopefully what has happened, what has transpired within these past 2 weeks, hopefully, and I pray every night before I go to bed, that these splinter groups will just go away.
Well, I mean, the ruling makes it clear for one thing, because they say the First Amendment constitutionally protects even hate speech. Okay, as much as people hate hearing people talk about things that they don't like and then they're very quick to label it as hate speech, it is still constitutionally protected. So if someone comes up and says, your school is called the Redskins, you're promoting hate speech, I want it taken away, they can say, we're constitutionally protected. Even though you don't like it, the law is on our side. There's nothing that says we have to change because we're not disparaging anybody. You may be offended, but here's the key thing to all of this, and this is what people have forgotten, and I have to constantly remind people of this. Offense is in the eye of the beholder. So what I find offensive, someone else may not, and vice versa, because we all have different ways of seeing the world. We see the world differently. We see it in different varying shades of gray, and we take different aspects of this thing called life. So just because you find something offensive doesn't necessarily make it so. There are things that we can kind of agree that, yes, that is offensive across the board, but this is not in that situation. This is not the same. So at least the law defines that.
Definitely, Steve. But, you know, then you would also have to have a superintendent, which there are out there that have backbones and don't want a little palm greasing going on. But, you know, hopefully, you know, when these not your mascot people start, you know, these splinter cells now, you know, start trying to make another push where these superintendents and head of the councils say, you know what, we're protected by the First Amendment. You can go pound sand and not give these guys an inch into their schools and you know, promoting hate and discrimination and, you know, falsely accusing names and images being racist and or derogatory. So I hope and I pray again that we don't see another school come under attack because some superintendent wants to get their palm greased.
I don't understand why superintendents are seeking extra money. They make like six figures a year. Some of them do anyway. So I'm like, why are all these and when did they start hiring jellyfish to represent these administrations? I mean, they don't have a backbone. They don't have a bone in their body, man. It's like they're made out of rubber or something. I'm like, God, these people are terrible. You know, who are these people?
They're kind of like Gumbies. You know,
oh my God.
I agree with you. You know, maybe Steve, that's why these social justice warriors are going after these smaller towns, because maybe these smaller town superintendents don't make six figures. So that's
possibly
why not your mascot crew is going after schools, you know, such as like a Pawpaw or, you know, or a Tewksbury or a Augustine or any of these other small schools is because of the superintendents don't make a lot of money and they need a little palm greasing.
Sometimes I also think that there's this, you know, maybe this aspect of these superintendents want to be in the spotlight because, you know, people are shallow, want to be famous. They want people to look up to them or pay attention to them like they're some sort of a celebrity, you know, and people do things for all the wrong reasons sometimes. And I think a lot of times that's what we see here with these superintendents and these school board members, where they think that they're, you know, they're so much larger than life. And they're like, oh, I'm just going to be this grand personality and I'm going to do this for these people. And, you know, I'm going to push their cause and it makes them feel better about themselves. You know, like it makes them feel like they're more virtuous. And it's like, it's not, you're not that at all. But you have to wonder, like, what are the intentions here? What are the intentions of these people? And why are they really, truly doing this? You know, we'll never know because they'll never tell you. They cover it with lie upon lie. But we can always speculate over exactly why they do this.
Well, definitely, Steve. But, you know, here's the thing is they are elected by the people. And they need to support the community and not their own ideology. Another thing that I have noticed, and this could just be just recently, But I've noticed that it's new superintendents that just come into these school districts maybe 1-2 years, and it's like, and then these not your mascot hate groups somehow miraculously find these new superintendents, and now these new superintendents are all for the removal of the name, when they dang well knew that this particular school had a Native American image and name for their school.
Yeah, I mean, I fully believe that these people come here with that intent, and that's a part of their mission. They don't ever tell people that, though, because if they told people that, then they would, you know, probably not get that position. I don't know. But and it's funny, too, because when we've tried to unearth that connection, you know, through legal channels, they've basically refused to facilitate us on that, and they won't give us any information. They keep it pretty tight-lipped, which is, you know, to me it seems almost kind of criminal when we're requesting information on that kind of stuff and we're not getting it. But there is a connection, there is a correlation between the two. You know, like I said, it's going to take a strong legal presence to be able to unearth it, but it's there. I know it in my heart of hearts that's the reason why these superintendents come to these schools, is because it's their mission. Somebody has put them in a position to go there and overturn these names and get it taken away from these people.
No, definitely, Steve. You know, and I'll use the University of North Dakota. You know, when their president, who was for the name and the image, retired, and they had another person come in, and within a year, if I'm not mistaken, within a year, it was back on the table, and they were talking about it. So my firm belief is that these people are set to go to these schools, go to these colleges, and eradicate Native American names, because that's the only way they can do it, is from within, and they cannot do it with a strong leader at the top.
No, and you can't, obviously you can't rely on the community to make that vote for them, because they wouldn't vote in that way. They would vote against it. Much like we saw up there in North Dakota, they were not for it. So you have to do they have to do shady, backhanded, you know, tricks and channels and ways to do these things, and really, really insidious and horrible things to get it overturned, because they know that the people will never go for it. And that's because you can't fool the communities. They know what is what. You're an outsider coming in here trying to tell them how to live their lives, and they're not going to take it. And that's all they have, that is to resort to some sort of, you know, secretive fashion of turning these things over and getting them taken away from people. It's really, really despicable.
It definitely is, Steve. You know, and we can go back to a more recent one. They're in Turner's Falls. You know, the superintendent in a school board said, no, we're going to eradicate the image and the name. And then when it was a non-binding referendum, overturn the vote, hashtag overturn the vote, that the beating drum kind of came up with to help. The school district voted in mass numbers to keep that name and image. So again, let the people do, you know, let them decide if that name is racist, derogatory, and let's not let a group of four or eight members that may have their own ideology and also their own personal agenda and their own personal gain to decide if these images in sports go away or not, Steve.
It should always be up to the community to vote. It should never be left to school board members or principals or superintendents. They should never be the ones to make that decision. It should always be the community.
I agree. And then, you know, for the state level and everything else like that, if you're trying to do a statewide ban on Native American imagery and names throughout your state, again, it should be done at the local level. This definitely doesn't need to be taken up you know, precious time of our government to decide this. And, you know, they have bigger fish to fry, such as, you know, running water and electricity and trying to balance everything. They don't need to worry about what a very small portion, 9%, which, you know, after, you know, Amanda Blackhorse and her people withdrew everything. I don't know if it's even going to be at 9% now, Steve. And it's just one of them things where if it does go to a state vote, it needs to be voted on by the people in those particular towns. And that should be it. No more, no less.
Well, I mean, it's no different than any bill that they proposed, like here, you know, where I live in Oklahoma, when we voted in November. There were all these different bills, you know, that were on the ballot that we got to choose and vote on. And that's the way you do it. You propose it, and if the community wants it, they will vote for it. But they're not doing that. They're just saying, we're going to put this up, and it's going to happen, and you're going to accept it, and you're going to take it. And that's wrong. That's unethical. That is the absolute antithesis to government. It's just complete pushing forward with the personal agenda. You should let the community vote. It's the people who put these people in power. They should be the ones to make the votes, not these, you know, idiots up there sitting in their state capitals. They don't know what's best for these people. They're not there to tell them how to live life. They're there to represent the people and listen to their voices. And they're not doing that. They're just not doing it.
No, definitely, Steve. And, you know, so hopefully, again, you know, with the overrulings and the throwing outs and everything else like that, I can hope and I can pray that these small minority of the not your mascot people will just disappear and go on and start fighting the good fight of running water, textbooks, and jobs, and everything else like that. But again, I can hope and pray that that happens.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can hope that that's where they'll go, but we all know they probably won't. And that's, you know, that's on them. What we do here, we're going to continue to do what we do and continue forward with our mission. And if they don't like it, well, you know, I heard stamp collecting is a really nice hobby. So if you need something to eat up your free time, that would be a good hobby to take up. If not, then bird watching, it's free. You know, I'm like, find something more constructive with your life. Find a positive outlet. Stop relying on negativity to fill that hole in your life, that little void that you have deep down inside. When you fill it with negativity, you can't get rid of it. Negativity is like cancer, man. It metastasizes, and it's hard, almost impossible to get rid of. So you have to be a pretty strong person to overturn it and fill that void with positivity. But I don't know. These people don't have it in them.
I think that they should go into a bee farm and walk around a little bit and count how many bee stings they get, Steve. Sorry, it's just me.
Hey, whatever, man. You know, I like honey. Honey's good. We need bees. I don't know.
Oh, that's horrible. Rocks, collecting rocks, you know? Go join a rock club where they paint on rocks and you hide them. And then you walk around and you try to find them. So do that. Do something, like Steve said, something positive.
Anything other than this, because this is not – this doesn't help anybody. It doesn't make things better. It makes things worse. So why would you contribute and dedicate all of your time to something that is actually detrimental to the overall well-being of the public? I just don't get it. Makes no sense.
Definitely, it doesn't make any sense. And if this is your first time tuning in to the Beating Drum Radio Show, we are the premier Native American radio show in America that is standing for the right to use positive Native imagery in sports and the American mainstream. you can always give us a call. We definitely have a lot of callers that are listening to us. That phone number, if you want to call in instead of listening on your devices, your cell phones, your laptops, your tablets, your computers, or wherever you're listening, you can call in at 646-668-8467. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, and chime in and let your voice be heard, because education is where this is at. It's not about eradicating something. And it's just it's been a fun ride these past 2 years and or 3 years, two years just by ourselves on our own radio show there, Steve. It's been a fun ride. And like you, I wish and I hope that these guys go play in a hornet's nest or something like that. But, you know, it's definitely hard it's one of them things, Steve, where I can only hope, sir.
Yeah. Well, we can't lose faith, giving up on hope. And we're just going to continue doing what we do, because we're making good strides. We're, you know, reaching out to people. And I'll leave that for my final thoughts, because I have a good topic. So I'll just.
All right, my man. So, yeah, before we get into final thoughts, any plans for the 4th of July, or are you just going to kick it at home and play some hockey there in your mom's basement?
Yeah, I think I'm going to catch up on some TV shows. I bought I bought the complete series of Married with Children on DVD. Was like $25. It was awesome. And it's 18 discs every single episode. And I've only got up to disc 4. So I'm falling way behind, because I've just been working like nonstop. So maybe Tuesday, I'll probably just lay on the couch, be lazy. Probably won't even put on any kind of pants. I'll just be lounging around in my PJs and watch Married with Children all day and get back to the days of Al Bundy and the No Ma'am, you know? Oh, man. I love it.
Oh man, it's definitely been a minute since I've watched Married with Children, I celebrate the 4th of July technically on the 3rd. I help a small town by where I live light off their fireworks and do a barbecue on the 3rd, and then the 4th is how I look at it. It's kind of amateur day. I generally like to stay home, just because if somebody does catch my farm on fire, or, you know, come out in the country and start, you know, blowing stuff up, I need to make sure that the crops are okay. So on that day, I stay home and watch for not so smart people to come out in the country and blow stuff up. So those are my plans. I got my kids this weekend. They're jamming and ready to go play at the at Boulder Beach, which is about 30 minutes away from me, should be just a great time. And that's what holidays are for, ladies and gentlemen, is to spend time with your family and friends, or just hang out at home and watch Married with Children, right, Steve?
Yeah, because I don't have any family, so. You know,
you got us here, man. Come on now. Are we just chopped liver or what?
Well, are you gonna FedEx me some barbecue chicken? Probably not. So, you know, everybody's gonna be barbecuing.
I'm still waiting, Steve, for my barbecue sauce from you, so that I can make you your barbecue chicken.
Well, I haven't even gotten any sauce, but you know, that's because we're busy, man. We have, you know, things happening, but. You know, I need the day off, because I need a day to rest and kind of recuperate a little bit. This will be my day to do it. Whether I actually sit on the couch all day, I don't know. I probably won't. I might go out and drive around and see what kind of mischief I can get into, because I do like to get into some mischief, like Dennis the Menace. But we'll see.
All right, my man. Without further hesitation, this by far for me is the best part of the show, because I can kick back and listen to Steve and his final thoughts.
Now, with your final thoughts, from Steve.
Mine's pretty quick and simple. You know, we talked a lot about how the people like to attack the show and go after us and make all these false claims. And if you were one of the unfortunate people who got to witness some of those comments made, then, you know exactly what type of people we deal with here. And it's really sad that people have to be that way, that they resort to such baseless claims about, who they think we are and what we support and where our morals lie, but they don't know us. They don't know anything about us. And it's funny because they say our show is terrible. It's failing. And I'm like, that's interesting. Cause every time I look at our numbers on Facebook, they only seem to go up. Very rarely do we ever see numbers drop off where people are leaving, following the show or whatever, but we get more and more people joining, getting involved. And I'm yet to see where we're failing. We've done some really great stuff with our show, and a lot of it we haven't even told the public about. A lot of good things that are happening behind the scenes, which is awesome. And if these people only knew what we know, then they would probably shut their pie holes, but they don't, so they just keep lip flapping all day long. And that's fine, because that's all it is. It's just chin music. But with that, we turn the station and go listen to something else, because their music sucks. But we're not deterred. We're not going away. You will not suppress us. You will not snuff us out. You will not stifle our voices. And you're not going to stifle and shut down and shout down the voices of the people who want to be heard that are not being listened to. You're not going to do it. You may think that we're the bad guys, but then again, truly in movies where there are good and bad guys, the bad guys don't even realize that they're on the wrong side. They think they're the good guys. It's all about perception, really. But we know that what we do is honorable. It's virtue driven and it's righteous, and we're not backing down. You can call us names, you can attack the show, you can steal our slogan and twist words and try to make it into something that it was never intended to be. All that's going to do is put you in a position where you're not going to be happy, I promise you. So if you're smart, you'll back off and go hide in your corner and just sit in the corner, be quiet until it's your turn to talk, because right now you're not at the podium. We are. So have a good day. That's it. We'll see you guys next week. Come and see me on Monday, 9:30 Central Time, Oklahoma time. I'll be there.
Now, with your final thoughts from Farmer.
Exactly, Steve. We kind of forgot somewhere here within the hour and 10 minutes to even mention your Monday Night Live videos, and they are definitely educational. So tune in, like Steve said, 9:30 there, Central Time. Figure it out. We're all grown adults. If you don't know what time 9:30 is where you're at, don't worry about it. Just follow the page, and when you follow the page, Steve's live feed will pop up, and let them know where you're from, because it seems like Steve, every day or every Monday you get some new listeners and some new viewers that may have never seen a live feed from you. So those are always nice. Like Steve touched on his final thoughts, to the people that say that they've killed the beating drum, or they're silencing us, or they have won and the beating drum has lost. Look at the tables and how they have turned. We, being the positive native imagery, are winning. We are winning. You are losing. And you cannot stand it. You cannot stand losing, because for the past few years, you have been winning, 100% winning, and not any longer. So for the people that say that you are losing and everything else like that, it's not true. We at the Beating Drum have done nothing but win, and have done nothing but educate schools in communities across this great country. And for you to say that the beating drum is doing nothing but hate speech and saying that we are racist, we're part of the KKK or whatever your hate speech is, that just tells me that you're reaching and you're grabbing at strings, because you don't know anything about the beating drum and you're just going off of what you heard by other people. It's kind of like how you are raised, saying that the Washington Redskins name and symbol are derogatory. You were taught that. So somebody taught you, or somebody told you that you're not supposed to like the beating drum, or somebody shared it on a Not Your Mascot page, and you're just a mindless little drone that's going to follow anything that those people say. Why don't you open up the blinders, take off the blinders, and say, you know what, I'm actually going to listen to Farmer and Steve and see what these guys actually have to say. But no, what you do is you go on a page where we've never seen you, we've never heard of you, and you just start slandering. You start, you know, asking, let me see your tribal ID. Let me see what reservation are you from, or what tribe are you from? And you should take out Native American because you're falsely identifying as Native Americans. Well, we do have Native Americans on staff. I being one of them, I being Farmer, am Native American. We also have other Native Americans that are on staff on the Beating Drum Radio Show. So for you to say you need to take something away, who are you to tell me what we should do as a show? You don't pay the bills. You don't pay me. You don't pay anything. So you have a zero say in anything that the Beating Drum does and or says. Tangents. These people, Steve, definitely got under my skin. At one point, I wanted to do what they did to us on their pages, but I held back. Why? Because I took the high road. We at the Beating Drum always seem to take the high road. So for anyone out there, please take the high road. Don't stoop down to their level. And we will see you again next week, same time, same place. And just remember, the Beating Drum is the premier Native American radio show in America that is preserving positive Native imagery in sports and mainstream, as many communities across the country have been targeted by groups just like the Not Your Mascot hate groups, the NAACP, and any other social justice networks out there. And to change their beloved sports teams and names by falsely claiming that these names and images are racist and derogatory towards Native Americans. It's time we bring these fights to these groups and help communities by educating them with truth, as well as dispelling any and all misinformation being presented to them. We at the Beating Drum cannot do this alone. We need your help. We also need you to maybe help educate us on your area that we may not know. We always reach out for your help. Please give us a call at 646-668-8467. Let your voice be heard. And as our slogan is, let's educate people, let's not eradicate. And in life and life itself, never back down.
RadioAFS.com.
And now.
Let's go. It's in the end, baby. Yeah, until the end, baby. Yeah, you know what it is. Yeah, now bang the drum like boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom. Now bang the drum like boom.
Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
All rights are reserved to Radio AFS and the Beating Drum Radio Show. If you would like a copy of this radio show, please email the Beating Drum at thebeatingdrum@hotmail.com.